months ago, rule changes took effect that are connected to DNR reviews of policies under the Wisconsin Environmental Policy Act, or WEPA. Environmental groups weren't happy with parts of the package. Now the DNR is back with what it calls emergency but minor changes to make sure the intent of the earlier revision is being met. DNR attorney Quinn Williams says the public review process for DNR rules is very robust.
You've got scope statements, multiple board reviews, multiple opportunities for public input, along with legislative review and governor approval, economic impact analysis, and quite a bit of oversight. So that's a good example of where there shouldn't be some opportunity down the road for someone to challenge whether or not we complied with WEPA because we didn't do an environmental impact statement.
But Madison-based Midwest Environmental Advocates has filed written comments raising concerns about the additional state language. The group's attorney, Sarah Williams, says the item going before the Natural Resources Board tomorrow is not minor.
They're very much significant substantive changes to the rule that will have the effect of limiting public participation, will have the effect of perhaps limiting the NRB's and other entities' ability to request a comprehensive environmental analysis of certain issues and policies.
Williams says there are a lot of resource conflicts pending in Wisconsin that still merit a comprehensive look, even if the DNR isn't doing an environmental impact statement. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.